The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You thought I would go one whole day without even mentioning COVID, right? Yeah, you're so wrong. All right, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is a Monday edition, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you were listening right at the very beginning of the program, I gave you a little synopsis of our weekend. Joy and I just had a wonderful weekend. I mean, we really did. Had the privilege of speaking three times at Central Baptist Church down on Frank Road in Columbus. Great little church. Saturday night, their men's group just finished up using my book as their curriculum for their study. I'm not quite sure how many weeks they went. I think my book has 10 or 11 chapters. But anyway, they invited Joy and I to come. They were just kind of celebrating the end of the study with my book, and they had a cookout, and we had such a great time of fellowship with those men and their wives. And then yesterday morning and evening, I say evening, their evening services at 4 p.m., and I told them, that's weird, evening service at 4 p.m., but that's what they're doing, and they have a great turnout, so more power to them. Anyway, just wonderful time in all of the services yesterday. It was a great weekend. It was very, very encouraging for Joy and I. We live to get out and minister in local churches. It's what God's called us to do, and because of the COVID thing, for over a year now, it has been very rare that we get to go out on a weekend and do what we believe God's called us to do. We've been doing other things online, Facebook, and all of that. But anyway, so it was a great weekend. But it was also our love day. Yeah, maybe you'll think this is really weird, but maybe this is one of the reasons why God has preserved our marriage for 51-plus years now. We call April 25th, yesterday, our love day. And here's why. On April 25th, now I remembered it yesterday, 1967. Yeah, April 25th, 1967, I told Joy I loved her for the first time. You mean you really remember that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal for us. Many of you know we went to a very, very conservative, strict Christian university. Very rigid, very strict. Couldn't talk to each other after 6 o'clock. There was no physical contact, you know, and on and on and on and on. At the time, we really didn't like it. Now, we thank God for that. It made us talk, because that's all we could do. We could talk, and we couldn't even always talk when we wanted to. And seriously, we began dating and really liked each other, and then we thought we were headed in the direction of love, but we weren't sure. And so one day I told Joy, I said, you know, I've told you several times, I really like you. I said, now I loke you. She looked at me and said, what are you talking about? Loke? I said, well, that's halfway between like and love. I've changed the I in like to O, like in love, but I haven't changed the K to V yet. So for a while, we were in Loke. And then on April 25th, I told her that my K had turned to a V, and now I was absolutely positive that I loved her. And it was a big deal. It really was, and we have always commemorated it, and I guess we really didn't celebrate yesterday. But then also, it's our love day. Joy and I came from Wichita, Kansas to Westerville, Ohio. We moved here on March 12, 1976. That's the day we moved into town with a U-Haul truck, and not a real big U-Haul truck with all of our earthly possessions on that truck. And we moved here to begin a brand new church. That was March 12th. We began looking for a building, and we found a building where we could meet, which was the Blinden Grange in Westerville. That's now the VFW on College Avenue. And then we began printing invitations. We put an ad in the newspaper, and we knocked on 1,500 doors. Door to door, 1,500 individual houses. Hey, we're starting a new church. The first service is going to be April 25th over at the Blinden Grange Hall. We'd love for you to come and join us. So April 25th, we had the very first service. We had 12 people in the morning service, including Joy and I and her parents. 12 people. Sunday evening, we had 15 people. We exploded in growth. But anyway, that was the birth of the church that God gave us wonderful ministry for 25 years. 25 years, God gave us that ministry. And that was our baby, you know, spiritually speaking. And so anyway, April 25th is just a very special day to us. We call it our love day. The day that I told Joy that I loved her for the first time, and the day that we began our labor of love. So one was in 67. The other was 76. Wow, my goodness. You know, people say time flies. Oh, my goodness. In some ways, it seems like it's such a long, long time ago. In other ways, it seems like yesterday. But here's the cool thing. My love for my wife, it was 54 years ago. I told her that I loved her for the first time. 54 years ago. We've been married 51 and a half. My love for her is deeper today than it was on April 25th, 1967. We had no idea how God was going to lead us, direct us, guide us. We had no idea what was ahead of us. We had no idea what we were going to do. Well, we knew we were going to be in ministry. We knew that. But we had no idea where. We didn't know at that point that we would go to Milton, Florida for a while, and then New Philadelphia, Ohio, and then Wichita, Kansas, and then here to the Columbus area. But my goodness, God has been so good to us. Sustained us through wonderful times of incredible supernatural blessings. He has sustained us through some very, very deep, dark valleys. But he's never failed. He has never failed. All right. That's very personal, I know. And I hope it wasn't too personal. But yesterday was just a great day. It really was. All right. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID when we come back, as well as many other things. We'll return.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't imagine that many of you remember what transpired on March 2nd. Yeah, it's been almost 2 months ago. On March 2nd, among many other things, the governors of Texas and Mississippi lifted all mask mandates in the state. Governor said, we are opening our state 100%. No more mask mandates anywhere. If individual businesses want to require masks, fine. They're independent businesses. They can do whatever they want to do. But it's voluntary. Now, that was March 2nd. Do you remember what the President of the United States said on March 2nd when Texas and Mississippi lifted all of the mask mandates? Do you remember? He said they were Neanderthals. Remember that? Do you remember what Dr. Anthony Fauci, the world's most respected authority on epidemiology and, who knows, probably golf swing as well. Do you remember what Dr. Anthony Fauci said? That's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. They're probably going to see a dangerous surge and they're going to be sorry. That was March 2nd. Now, before that, the state of Florida lifted all mask mandates. Now, a couple of individual counties in Florida has continued those mask mandates. In fact, the county where Tampa is still has a mask mandate. We were there in February. The rest of the state, you don't have to wear a mask unless you want to. If you want to, fine. If an individual restaurant wants to require masks, that's fine too, but it's not the state mandating. So here we are, not quite 2 months away. How is Texas doing? How is Florida doing? Can I read? Texas and Florida are continuing to report fewer new cases of the coronavirus per capita than most blue states, such as Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data. According to the CDC's April 23rd data, okay, just 3 days ago, Michigan, who had one of the strictest shutdowns in the country, and they're experiencing a tremendous surge in Michigan. They're talking about shutting the whole state down again. Anyway, Michigan reported 449.2 cases per 100,000. 449.2 cases per 100,000. Now, those of you who are following this here in Ohio, Governor DeWine has said we're not lifting the mandate until we get to 50 cases per 100,000. We've been hanging around 180, 190, 200 for weeks. We're a long ways away from 50. Well, Michigan, 449.2 cases per 100,000 individuals. Pennsylvania, strict lockdown by Governor Tom Wolf. They reported 239.6 cases. Now, not quite half what Michigan, but still significant. All right, let's get to Texas, the Neanderthals, where they were all going to die. Now, again, the numbers began to drop in Texas immediately. The critics said, well, it's too soon to know. You know, give it two more weeks. the cases were still declining. Well, give it a couple more weeks. It takes a while for these things to show up, you know, because there's going to be a surge. Yeah, okay. We are almost 2 months away from lifting the mandates. Texas, according to the CDC in the last report, reported 70.3 cases per 100,000. 70.3. Michigan, 449.2. Pennsylvania, 239.6. Texas, the Neanderthals, 70.3. Florida, 195.5. Much less than Michigan, Pennsylvania, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And New York? New York is through the roof and their cases per 100,000. New York City alone, not the state, New York City alone, 208.1 new cases. And let me repeat, Texas, which was criticized so severely. Now, as a caller, it's probably 2 weeks ago, a caller said, hey, I was just in Texas. They're still wearing masks down there. Okay, I don't know. I haven't been to Texas. I don't know. All I know is, since the mandatory mask requirement was lifted, all of the doom and gloom forecasts have been wrong. And in fact, the numbers have continued to decline. Not only cases per 100,000, deaths, hospitalizations, intensive care, every measurable way, Texas is improving. Ohio, I looked it up, and I think we were at, yesterday was like 800 cases, new cases. Today, I think it's like 1,700. We keep bouncing back and forth, and we're hanging around 1,700 cases. And you would think with the incredible expansion of vaccinations, you would think those numbers would begin to drop. And I think I made the statement last week. Give it two more weeks. If we do not see a precipitous slide downward in the number of new cases and the cases per 100,000, I think the people of Ohio are going to demonstrate mask and shutdown fatigue. I really do. I think people in Ohio and around the country are, I think they're just about to their limit. We'll see.